For the women of Apollo Bay, the work on the farms and in the dairies increased, and younger children took over the roles of their brothers who had enlisted, adding farm work to their school days. The women were keen to be actively involved in the war effort, and the Red Cross provided an avenue for them to contribute. An article in the Ballarat Courier, 8th of March 1915, tells how some money was raised.
An entertainment and dance was held at the Bay on Friday evening by the minstrel group in aid of the Red Cross work. A picture painted by Mrs. Lomas, a tray cloth work by Mrs. Tyndale, and a tray made by Mr. W.V. Cutting were raffled at the entertainment, and the net proceeds of the lot resulted in about £30 being added to the Red Cross funds.
The efforts of the women continued throughout the war. The Colac Herald, in October 1918, reported:
the total receipts of the Apollo Bay branch of the Red Cross Society for the quarter ending September the 30th amounted to £130.04, of which £24.11.6 was sent to the French Red Cross appeal and £9.08.6 to the British Red Cross.
In 1916, the Australian Comfort Fund was established, the fund raising money to provide comfort boxes for the soldiers. These boxes contained items such as knitted socks, soap, toiletries, food, games, and even pyjamas. Apollo Bay women contributed to the comfort boxes. As the war went on with no end in sight, the lives of the women who farewelled their husbands, sons, brothers, fathers or friends were spent in anxious anticipation of their loved ones' return. News travelled slowly, and it could be months before they received letters or were notified of a son's wounding or death. There was pressure from the British government on the Australian government to ensure that its army divisions were not depleted. In 1916, it was argued that Australia needed to provide reinforcements of 5,500 men per month to maintain its forces overseas at operational level. A referendum was held on the 28th of October 1916 to allow the government to conscript men into the armed forces, but this was narrowly defeated. Enlistment for the war continued to fall, and in 1917 another referendum on the conscription issue was proposed. An extract from a letter written in October 1917 by Mary Ann Shepherdson, or Polly as she was known, to her sister Carrie Pengilly reflects the anxiety women must have felt as they realised the terrible effects of the war.
As you say, Carrie, these are terrible times for everybody. We hardly know what to do for the best. Willie passed the doctor and applied for exemption, although he has very little hopes of getting it. He wanted a little time to fix up his lodge affairs. Of course, they will take half of the family, and as I have two boys on active service, there is only one more to go. So it is either Willie or Jerry when he is 21 in February next, for I would not let him go before. Of course, we all must be prepared to make great sacrifices, especially those who have big families of boys.
Polly's letter goes on to talk about conscription and raised the feelings of many people over the coming referendum on the issue, which, like the previous one, was defeated.
As for what you are going to do about conscription, I hardly know what to say to you. As I feel myself, although I have won there, I would not like to vote to send any mother's child to his doom and be sorry for it after, although I think they should go. Things are so dreadful over there, we must not forget the poor fellows over there. Myself, I do not think, if the war continues much longer, that we'll see many of our Australian boys back, unless it be the poor cripples, and the town is now full of them.